Morning, Anthony. How are you?
Oh, very well. Now, you had a late sitting of Parliament last night, so you're just sort of crawling back to the Riverland this morning?
Oh, look, we did. It's been a pretty robust week with the budget, but, I've got a daughter moving away with work, so I had to catch up with her last night, so I didn't quite get up as bouncy as I did this morning, so I'm just on the road, running a little bit late.
Ah, that's all right. The modern technology, i.e. the Mobi phone. Lockie's here. He's got a couple of questions. One's about the Chapin Theatre, and you know what the other one's going to be about. Has there been any progress with the Adelaide 500?
Morning, Tim. Yeah, I did see the Chaffey Theatre got some funding upgrades this week to improve disability access, which is very impressive. But yes, as Anthony said, we spoke last week. How's that all going?
Well, there's more to it than that. There is upgrades at the Chaffey Theatre. As I understand it, there's up to $1.5 million that brings the Chaffey into some of the safety requirements in nowadays, but also the blueprint for the, I guess, a revitalised Chaffey has been drawn up. And I met with the CEO of Country Arts yesterday, Anthony Peluso, and as well as Michael Lucic, who is the chair of Country Arts, and they've given me those drawings and blueprint, and it looks really exciting. It's sort of bringing the Chaffey into a new era. And, we know that post-COVID, the arts is going to have to have some different concepts because they have been really belted with the impacts on COVID-19. So, look, I think it's exciting times, and it brings not only the Chaffey with its upgrades, but they're also putting a focus on some of the other Riverland towns to be able to hold some of those events in their theatres or in their facilities, so that not everything's focused on Chaffey. It's really a little bit more focus on the Riverland.
So a lot of money being pumped into the arts, Tim, you're saying?
Yes. I think South Australia has been renowned for being, one of the great places for artists to be born and bred. But now we really have to sort of back that up. And so obviously the Premier, being the Minister responsible, and he's quite an avid art and theatre goer, he's seen fit to put quite a bit of money into, restoring confidence in the art sector and making sure that some of our young and brightest can also see a future in the arts. So I think it's a good initiative. But it's something that, I think the Riverland has been renowned for such a long time, particularly with the Chaffey Theatre.
All right. Now, the handing down of the budget, is it favourable to the Riverland? Is there nothing, no hidden stuff in there? It's all positive?
No, look, I think the budget has been history making. There's been a huge amount of money put into the budget as a stimulus. But I think where we're winning is we're seeing, money put into schools and preschools to get them back up to a maintained state. They have been let slip for a number of years now, and so it's really important that we have that upgrade. The $37.5 million for the River Murray operations is important, and that gives us some restoring some flows. But more importantly for me, there is money there for a native fish strategy, and so I think that gives us an opportunity to look at ways that we can enhance and native fish numbers, but also grow a tourism sector, and that is bringing people to the region to not only explore the beautiful regions that we have, but also catch native fish. So that's good news, I think.
All right, Tim, thanks for your time this morning. We'll let you keep travelling so you can get into the office and fire up another big day. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up soon.
All right, great to talk.